Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to continue our study in Numbers in the Bible. We've been looking at Numbers in the Bible. Often the study is called numerology, as we look at the significance of different numbers in the Bible. Today we're going to take up for consideration the number 10. Now the number 10 has to do with the Gentiles. Amen. Has to do with the Gentiles. Most of the time when you find the number 10, amen, it's going to be connected or associated with the Gentiles. Amen. First of all, the 10th man from Adam is Noah, according to Genesis chapter 5. Noah is the father of the Gentiles. So let's follow this from Adam down to Noah. Number one, you'd have Adam. Number two, there is Seth. Number three is Enos. Number four is Canaan. Number five is Mahaliel. Number six is Jared. Number seven is Enoch. Number eight is Methuselah. Number nine is Lamech. And number 10 is Noah. So the 10th man from Adam then is Noah. Again, we find this all in the Genesis chapter 5, and we begin reading in verse number 1. And this is the book of the generation of Adam. In the day that God created man in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years, and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. So now we have Seth, and Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years, begat sons and daughters. In all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enos lived 90 years, and begat Canaan. And Enos lived after he begat Canaan 815 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And then we look at Canaan, which is the fourth from Adam. And Canaan lived 70 years and begat Mahaliel. And Canaan lived after he begat Mahaliel 840 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahaliel, which is the fifth from Adam, lived 65 years and begat Jared. And Mahaliel lived after he begat Jared 830 years and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Mahaliel were 895 years and he died. Jared lived 162 years and he begat Enoch. So we see the father of Enoch. Enoch is the seventh from Adam. Is Jared. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 960 in 2 years, and he died. And then we see in Genesis chapter 5, verse 21, Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. So we see that Enoch didn't see death. God took him. Amen. Took him up from the earth. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. Methuselah is the eighth from Adam. Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech, the ninth from Adam, lived 182 years and begat a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed." And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah, who was the tenth for Adam, the father of the Gentiles, was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the second thing, as we look at the number 10 and how it's connected or associated with the Gentiles, in Genesis 10:10, we see it records the first Gentile kingdom. Genesis chapter 10, amen. Let's actually, to get the context, begin in verse 8. "And he was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter," let me begin in verse 8 of Genesis 10, "Cush begat Nimrod, and he began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord, in the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Akkad, and Calneh, in the land of Shinar." So we see the first kingdom there, Babel, is recorded here in Genesis chapter 10 and verse 10. We also see the image of Nebuchadnezzar's dream had 10 toes, representing the final completed form of Gentile power, or the last Gentile kingdom. And we see that in the book of Daniel, if you'll turn with me, please. Daniel chapter number 2. And Daniel chapter number 2, let's turn to verse 42 to 44. "And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken." Genesis chapter 2 here in verse 42, 43 now. "Whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. But they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever." So here we see the final or completed form of the Gentile power, or the last Gentile kingdom, as represented by the 10 toes of the image that Nebuchadnezzar dreamed of. Now, this prophecy is reinforced by Daniel's vision of a dreadful and terrible beast with 10 horns. Turn to Daniel chapter 7 with me. Daniel chapter number 7, in verse 7. We read, "After this I saw in the night visions, behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Looking in verse 24 of Daniel chapter 7. "And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. The completion or consummation of Gentile dominion will be in the form of a 10-kingdom confederation. We see this in Revelation chapter 17. And of course, that's going to be the old nations of the old Roman Empire, amen. Revelation chapter 17. And of course, the Antichrist will rule these kingdoms. Revelation 17, 12. Revelation 17, 12, we read in the Word of God, "And 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast," which is the Antichrist. What's interesting too now is we're doing a study on the number 10 in the Word of God, and we're seeing that the number 10 is associated or connected with Gentiles. Now, in the book of Exodus, the Lord God brought 10 plagues against the Gentile nation of Egypt. Let's turn our attention to the book of Exodus to see these 10 plagues. The first one we find in Exodus chapter 7 in verse number 20, which is "the waters of Egypt are turned to blood." Exodus 7:20, "And Moses and Aaron did so as the Lord commanded, and he lifted up the rod and smote the waters that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh, in the sight of his servants. All the waters that were in the river were turned to blood." The second plague was the plague of frogs. Looking in Exodus chapter 8 in verse number 6. Exodus 8 verse 6 we read, "And Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt." The third plague was the plague of lice upon man and beast. And we see that in Exodus chapter 8 and verse number 17. "And they did so, for Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and smote the dust of the earth. And it became lice in men and in beasts. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt." And then we see the fourth plague is the plague of flies. The plague of flies found in chapter 8 of Exodus and verse 24. "And the Lord did so, and there came a grievous swarm of flies into the house of Pharaoh, into his servants' houses, and into all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted by reason of the swarm of flies." Now, the fifth plague was the plague of murrain on the livestock. Murrain was an infectious and fatal disease among cattle. And that's found in Exodus chapter 9 in verse number 3. Behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thy cattle, which is in the field, upon the horses, upon the asses, upon the camels, upon the oxen, and upon the sheep. There shall be a very grievous murrain. So it affected all the livestock, this infectious and fatal disease. The sixth plague was the plague of boils. The plague of boils upon man and beast, and that's found in Exodus chapter 9 in verse 10. And they took ashes of the furnace and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled upon it up toward heaven, and it became a boil, breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast. Now the seventh plague of fire and hail is found in Exodus chapter 9 in verse number 23. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. And then the eighth plague was the plague of locusts. The plague of locusts in Exodus chapter number 10, verse 13. The plague of locusts, Exodus 10:13. And Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt. And the Lord brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. Amen. And the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt and rested in all the coast of Egypt. Very grievous were they before them. There were no such locusts as they, neither after them shall be such. For they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened, and they did eat every herb of the land and all the fruit of the trees which the hail had left. And there remained not any green thing in the trees or in the herbs of the field through all the land of Egypt. And then we see the ninth plague was the plague of thick darkness upon the land of Egypt, found in Exodus chapter 10 and verse 22. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. And they saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Amen. That thick darkness did not fall upon the Israelites, only upon the Egyptians. And the tenth and final plague that was brought on this Gentile nation of Egypt was the plague of the death of the firstborn in the land of Egypt. It affected both man and beast. Exodus chapter 12. Verse number 29. We read, and it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. So we see that in the book of Exodus that the Lord brought 10 plagues against the Gentile nation of Egypt. And again, we see how the number 10 is associated with Gentiles. Now, we see some other things. In Genesis chapter 10, for example, is found the list of the genealogies of the Gentiles. Amen. And then we see in Exodus chapter 10, you have the opening of the door to the Gentiles. When the Apostle Peter, a Jew, is sent by God to the house of Cornelius, an unsaved Gentile, to preach the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as a result, we see the Gentile Cornelius and his household get saved. Honest to goodness Gentile gets saved here in Acts chapter 10 by the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we see now that the gospel is of the death, burial, the good news, the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is going to the Gentiles. And then we see in the Gospel of John chapter 10, Jesus mentions the sheep of the other fold, meaning the Gentiles would be included in his flock. Jew and Gentile in one flock, amen? We see that in the Gospel of John, chapter number 10, and verse number 16. Jesus said, "Another sheep I have, which are not of this fold," referring to Israel, "them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd," amen? He's talking about the future of the body of Christ, amen? Jew and Gentile in one body, saved by grace through faith. Amen? Praise the Lord. And then in Romans chapter 10, we find the missionary call and the message to the Gentiles. Look with me in Romans chapter 10, beginning in verse number 8, and we'll read down through verse 15. "But what saith it? The word is nigh, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent?" Amen. "As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good news." Again, we're doing a study, amen, on the number 10, and we're seeing how the number 10 is associated or connected with the Gentiles. In fact, in Revelation chapter 10, we see that the Lord puts his foot on the earth and takes possession of the Gentile kingdoms. Revelation chapter 10 with me. In Revelation chapter 10, in verses 1 and 2. "And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth." The first time the word 10 occurs in the Bible, it occurs in Genesis chapter 5. Amen. Genesis chapter 5. We read Genesis chapter 5. Amen. In the beginning of our study here. In Genesis chapter 5 and verse 14, "In all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died." The days were 910 years in a man's life, the word 10 occurring for the first time, which is a reference to the life of somebody before the law. And remember, they're all Gentiles, amen, before the law. Of course, I know they divided off into Gentiles coming from Japheth and then the Shemites and Ham under another one. But the division in the New Testament, amen, is Gentile, Jew, and the Church of God, amen. Before the law, Abraham is an uncircumcised Gentile. The next time, after we see the number 10 mentioned for the first time in Genesis chapter 5, verse 14, we see it occurs in Genesis chapter 16, in verse number 3. Genesis 16, verse number 3. Genesis 16, 3. We read, "And Sarai, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and he gave her to her husband, and Abram to be his wife." So we see the next time the word 10 occurs in the Bible is Genesis 16:3, and Canaan was a land. It happened in the land of Canaan, a land not inhabited by the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but Canaanites. Notice also in Genesis chapter 18, in verse number 32, 10 is found in Sodom and Gomorrah, not inhabited by the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but by Canaanites. 18:32, Genesis 18, verse 32. "And he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake." Now, the next time the word 10 occurs, it occurs 3 times in a row. As a matter of fact, it occurs 3 times in Genesis chapter 24. In verses 10, 22, and 55, where we see 10 camels go out, and the damsel is said to abide 10 days, and the damsel is from still the uncircumcised progenitors of Abraham, where back there Laban and the rest of them stayed in the other country before God circumcised Abraham and made him a peculiar people and race. So let's turn to Genesis chapter 24 in verse 10, first of all. "And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand, and he arose and he went to Mesopotamia under the city of Nahor." And of course, this is Abraham sends a servant out to get a wife for his son Isaac. And we know this son is Rebekah. Amen. We read in verse 22. "And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of a half a shekel weight and 2 bracelets for her hand of 10 shekels of gold." And then we see in verse 55, so we see 10 shekels of the bracelet. Amen. 2 bracelets for the hand, for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold. He gives the damsel, that's Rebecca, a bracelet of 10 shekels weight of gold. And then we see in verse 55, "And her brother and her mother said, Let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that she shall go." And of course that was Rebecca, amen, who became the wife of Isaac, amen. And of course she was of, we see there back in, we see Laban popping up there, amen. And we'll see him later on when we see Isaac's son Jacob, amen. When he goes back to Laban and sees Rachel, ends up with Leah, and then eventually ends up with Rachel, amen. Well, so we see then in our study that 10 is plainly associated with the Gentile. And the next time we are together in the pastor study, we're going to take up the number 12 for consideration. So when you see the number 10, more than likely it'll be connected or associated with the Gentile in some way.